Yeah, because we didn't exist as DJs.
Oh, yeah, so you're new?
No, we're not.
Oh, wow.
We weren't in their programming thing despite having a Spinatron account and having a show.
Did you have a show last quarter?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, that makes it even more bizarre.
It's bizarre. No. So. Something happened. We'll figure it out. Email Rachel.
Into an email chain, an email battle.
Again. Another one. Another email battle.
For sure. But definitely email the appropriate parties, I would recommend, and as well as see if that can get rectified and so forth.
Yeah.
But again, I have no idea who else is supposed to be on, but it looks like after your show is What a Wonderful Work, that show is supposed to be on as well. What a Wonderful World, yes. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that is supposed to be originally scheduled for 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But
I guess we are on here from 8 to 9. Okay, well, we messed that up, but okay. This was still a lovely time.
I'm not even worried about it. Like, I'm not stressing it. Definitely, again, like, things happen for a reason. Mm-hmm. So, without further ado, Dual Degree Hour is coming up next.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
Annabelle and Megan, it's been a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Have a blast on what the hour coming up. Your show starts now.
And, oh, God.
So definitely have a great show. And for all of my listeners to the Sugar Ride Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, stay tuned for updates for when the next show will be. You can follow me on Twitter at Shukri Writes, SHUKRI, and as well as Instagram at SWrites Radio _ SWRIGHTS Radio RADIO _. So with that being said, this is Shukri Writes. It's been a blast this morning talking with you ladies, talking with all of you today. I'll be back on hopefully later this week, and I'll talk to you guys then. This is Shukri Writes. You've been listening to the 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. Immediate start for Dual Degree Hour coming up right now.
Okay.
Awesome. One of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to go?
Yeah. Go ahead, Annabelle.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Dual Degree Hour. We just had a lovely time on the radio, which we showed up a little bit too early for, by accident. Another scheduling issue, which has become pretty common, I think, for this show. But
luckily, we had such an accommodating host.
Yes.
We apologize, too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's our bad.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It happens. It's just weird. Like, this is one of those instances where it's just like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird because we did show up at 7 a.m. last week and didn't have a problem. And that's probably where I got my idea from. And misread the spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
My mom just texted, crazy.
Like, Mama Need, what a classic.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. But, we'll probably have to cut this a little bit short because I have homework to do. Here, let's put this in.
So, Dual Degree Hour. We've kind of already done flaps and slaps, but while Annabelle pairs everything, thank you, for our show, I can read a PSA. So I'm just gonna flip through real quick. Oh, this one's called Annoyed by All the Loud Noise and Vibrations from Planes Departing from Logan Airport. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highway in the Sky decision. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. It's very dramatic language. I respect that. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with mass port counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. This was a public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There was that guy on the WMFO sub list last semester who kept sending out emails about the PSA and told us to read that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he'll be happy that we read that.
He'll be very satisfied.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very valid thing. It's a...
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Fair point. All right, bye. Yeah, we just had a lovely time with Shukri, who had we totally crashed his show, which is our fault.
Yeah, but he was so accommodating and lovely, and I feel like I am more educated. On Boston sports.
Boston
as a
sports,
result.
Boston culture. We have some good restaurants that we need to go to, especially the burger joint.
That
in
sounds
Davis.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I could use a good burger or a good veggie burger if I have one. So let's, All right. I'm going to play us in with Shakira. Hips Don't Lie, thanks to the Super Bowl. That was an incredible halftime performance. And we'll see you after the song.
He's up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Sing.
Bonita.
Sing.
Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving.
And it's driving me crazy.
And I didn't have the slightest idea
until I saw you dancing.
And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl.
Unexpected the way you right and left it,
so you could keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this.
Yeah.
She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Sing.
Bonita.
Sing.
Because
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go. Real slow, don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension, don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving, half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, but just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained, have come to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't, so you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Man, fantasy, a refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country.
I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy.
Why the CIA wanna watch
us? Colombians and Haitians, I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction.
Boop, boop, zoop, boop, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy.
And then let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting.
Well, that was Hips Don't Lie
by the almighty Shakira. That was in honor of her and J-Lo's halftime performance.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what a lovely, lovely, lovely song. It's very fun, very mm-hmm. energetic.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who, the moment they hear that song, doesn't want to start dancing. So
it's so true.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Considering that we've already kind of done slaps and flaps with Shukri.
Lovely man.
Yeah, lovely man. He's so accommodating. It was just great of him. But do you have any slaps and flaps that have not been covered, Annabelle Need?
Good question. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I did get really good Doll from Duick mm-hmm. on Friday, actually. Ooh. I got it takeout. As you know, I like grabbed a container and I ate it in like 30 seconds because I was so hungry, but mm-hmm. it was very good.
Yeah.
Very well made, had some good rice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling that's my slap mm-hmm. from the dining halls this mm-hmm. this week. Mm. How about you?
I think my slaps and flaps are gonna both be from last night.
Oh.
Because there was a massive line at one of the stations, I ended up eating from the vegetarian station mm-hmm. last night, just having pasta
hit
and some stuff.
Yeah.
Which is hit or miss. I guess I never miss, huh?
that was bad.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, I had these great like vegetarian chicken nuggets.
Oh.
They're not chicken nuggets, but they were like black bean and lentil.
That sounds actually
that had been like
good.
Chopped and then compressed into nuggets.
I saw those and didn't want to try them, but
they looked fishy, but they tasted surprisingly good.
Okay.
And I got a little bit of ketchup, which really helped because they were like dry and tough, but mm-hmm. if you get the right seasoning, they work.
Sure.
But right beside it, I got a flap that probably it only earns probably a solid like 11 flaps, I'd say. Like it's not the worst. It's not in the 20s yet, but it wasn't the best thing. I forget what it was called, but it was just a slab of tofu that had been grilled.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, it looks like it would have flavor because the outside is like coated in something, mm. but it was so thick that the inside was just tofu.
Yeah,
it's just tofu.
Gross. Not good.
And like I'm a fan of a good tofu scramble, a good tofu on any day.
Sure.
But tofu flavor alone is non-existent.
You're correct.
Also,
it's bad.
Texture alone is
oh yeah
subpar.
You're so correct.
Yeah, that's my flaps and slaps.
Yeah.
For this particular week.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've talked so much. I'm having a hard time, and we're only 13 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
I think, Let's see. Okay. I don't know if I have any mm-hmm. flaps from this week, actually. I'm trying to... Oh, I do, actually. I went to the SMFA cafe mm-hmm. and had a sad time, because it's always bad.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I was like, I'm going to try a salad. So I got a salad that looked completely mm-hmm. non-offensive. It had kale, which I like. I don't like lettuce. So it had mm-hmm. kale, which is the basis of any good salad. It had beets, it had sweet potatoes, and it had goat cheese. And I thought it was going to be good, but it was mm-hmm. terrible. Because the kale was like dry, the dressing was terrible.
Ew.
The goat cheese like was congealed together. So it had like little grains of goat cheese, but you couldn't like eat them properly or taste them because they tasted bad. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm a little bit angry about that. I'm going to start packing my lunch and or getting a sandwich from PAX on Tuesdays and Thursdays and putting in the fridge and saving it for SMFA, because I can no longer eat what they serve and I can't keep spending $10 a meal at Sweetgreen.
Yeah.
Because Sweetgreen is the love of my life. So.
Sweetgreen is lovely, but she's expensive.
She's expensive.
That it's adds true. Up. I need to stop eating out. But,
yeah, but it's so good.
It's so good. Oh, Sweetgreen. I'm just thinking about a good kale Caesar salad bowl.
Yum.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
To move us away from food, which is a dangerous topic, because I'm very hungry right now.
I'm so hungry. I'm ready for breakfast.
My song of the week is Video Killed the Radio Star
by
the Bugles. Yeah. It's like a classic. I don't know anybody who doesn't love this song. It's just, it's so good.
It reminds me of Just Dance.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I think all, like, 2000s kids have Just Dance memories associated with it.
Oh, yeah.
Video Killed the Radio.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, great introduction. Any more words?
I don't know. Just enjoy.
Enjoy. Here we go.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Video killed the radio star.
We're back.
Mm-hmm.
What a bop.
I thought that would be a pretty valid choice, considering that while it wasn't video that killed us, the radio stars, it was showing up an hour early to our time slot that did, in a sense, kill the radio stars.
Yes, but we did have a very lovely time, a very mm-hmm. good wake up with Shukri. He has a great show. We'll mm-hmm. probably plug him for our next few shows.
Yeah.
So he can get a few more listeners mm-hmm. if anyone is yeah. even listening to this.
Yeah.
But
if you're a sports fan.
If you're a sports fan, you should check him out. He does the Shukri Writes show. You can probably look it up because he has a Twitter and it'll
mm-hmm.
show up.
Mm-hmm. From 6 to 8 a.m.
Well, no, it's not a regular show.
Oh, it's not a regular
Mm-mm.
show?
No. Mm-hmm. He picks up, I think, chunks of time, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
Because he emails so much in our email chain.
Nice.
But mm-hmm. he was super friendly, super mm-hmm. enthusiastic, very forgiving of us
yes.
being terrible. but yeah, we had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun, exciting day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We already read our PSA for mm-hmm. this week about mm-hmm. airplanes.
Yes.
So our next segment is this week in our dual degree life. So Maggie, mm-hmm. why don't you tell us about your dual degree life this week?
Oh, well, currently I'm trying to think of the most interesting dual degree experience that I'm having. I mean, I am working on my oral and visual storytelling project, which for everyone who doesn't know is an adapted poetry anthology that I am making for a class. It's essentially just an extended project course. And I'm super pumped about it. So I've just kind of been writing, getting into the writing headspace and the zone. And then I'm also beginning graphics pretty soon, which is what I'm most excited for. Because I love playing with text. And then also in my photography class, I've really been enjoying that actually, because it's, I don't know, it feels cool. like a very good blend of Medford and SMFA stuff, because you take photos at Medford and then you show them at the SMFA, and I don't know, I like it.
Yes.
How about you?
Taken good photos of both me and Emma,
mm-hmm.
both of us have posted them on Instagram. Because they're so pleasant and really well done, and I felt so artsy. I was like, ooh, cool artsy friend took mm-hmm. a cool artsy photo of wow. me.
Are
of
you
course I have to put that on Instagram.
Oh my god. Yeah, we were doing a speed critique in my photography class. And there was a kid in my class, and they were like, as I was flipping through the photos, they were like, these are going on Instagram, aren't they? And
oh,
like,
absolutely.
And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, yeah, they look good.
Yes. No, I was mm-hmm. like, good. Good mm-hmm. photo.
Yeah.
And I think Emma was also like, good photo.
Yeah.
So that's it. In my dual degree life this week, I have been in animation and in monoprinting. And let's see. This week in animation, I increased my size of video from 3 seconds to 6 seconds, and now it's cohesive, and I it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It's about 140 mm-hmm. 40 plus pages, sorry, and however I flip back and forth between some pages, so it's probably around 160 something actual frames.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been pretty rewarding. I got super proud of it, and I put it everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, everyone, please look at this.
It's a good animation, and you put a lot of effort into it.
It
so.
Is true. It's a lot of work, and my animation was called by my teacher, and I quote, smooth and calming. And I was like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That is all I want to hear.
Your end part is just so calming.
Thank you.
It's terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
But it's calming.
I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of work and a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all I want it to be. It's just kind of smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of animation, Maggie knows that I am upset about the Oscars. Everyone knows that I am upset about the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
For it. Because the only one The only one that I care about is the best animated feature film, and also the short film, but the short film was great. I'm happy that the one that won, mm-hmm. won. It was good. However, Toy Story 4 winning the Oscar not for best right. animated picture is just not it.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched I Lost My Body yesterday, mm-hmm. and I love the How to Train Your Dragon 3, The Hidden World, and the other ones. I didn't see Missing Link, but it's a Laika Studios production. I need to go see it,
mm-hmm.
because it's stop motion, and I love stop motion.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them were snubbed.
Yeah.
And I'm angry about it.
Yeah. It's frustrating to me that Toy Story... Because Toy Story 4 didn't need to exist.
No, and I didn't see it out of principle, which perhaps doesn't give me a reason to argue about it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, all the people that I've talked to have said that it's a mediocre movie at best. It's mm-hmm. a whole cash grab. We yeah. know this.
And I'm sure the animation is, like, high quality.
Oh, it always
like,
is.
Really nice, but it's not really, like, revolutionary.
No, and, I mean, if you wanted a 3D animated film made by a huge studio, mm-hmm. pick DreamWorks, How to Train Your Dragon 3,
yeah, no.
which is an incredible movie, made me cry.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah, all the How Train Your Dragon movies are just, like, beautifully animated.
Oh, they're spectacular.
They're so detailed.
They're innovative. They use 3D animation to do something that 3D animation should be used for, which is to bring the fantastic to life.
Mm-hmm.
To bring this idea of dragons and flying through the air and this like fantasy Viking world, mm-hmm. into reality. And the hidden world is beautiful because not only does it have these things, but it has this fantastic background and it has these like settings that are so unbelievable,
mm-hmm.
that it totally makes sense for it to be rendered in 3D animation versus, mm-hmm. Toy Story 4 has been done before. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
Not innovating a lot on the past three Toy Stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, the leap from 1 to 3 was astounding, but 3 to 4, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm mad. In conclusion, I'm mad.
Yeah, you were very mad, which I understand. I feel like, yeah. I feel like a lot of the Oscars this year kind of went to stuff that I was okay with.
Well, Parasite won a
yeah,
bunch.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. Parasite uh-huh. is good.
Yeah, but 1917 won a lot of things.
Which I'm less okay with. But, yeah. I don't know. I respect war movies, but I don't think we need more of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad that Jojo Rabbit as a quote-unquote war movie,
mm-hmm.
won
yeah.
at least best adapted screenplay.
No, because I think Jojo Rabbit does more than, like, it extends past
oh, yeah.
a war movie. I feel like a lot of...
It's very personal.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of world war-related movies have a tendency to sort of follow the same pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up having
it's
the same message,
shot.
Which is, yeah...
Beautiful gray masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gray.
You're like, yeah, we... know that war was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's been established by like hundreds of films before.
Yeah.
And by also by just human experience.
Oh, yeah.
But like, can you use that format to say anything more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. And sometimes it feels like even anti-war movies are pro-war in certain
yeah.
aspects. Like, it's like, oh, this is heroic. This is...
It's like a romanticization.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
So while it's like, this is terrible, it's also like romanticized. You're
yeah.
totally right.
Because like, I feel like there's this obligation to be like, oh, war is terrible and it sucked for everyone involved, but we need to like still hold the people who were like involved, like... I don't know how to say this.
I think it's like a
yeah.
respect for veterans kind of thing, which
yeah.
they deserve all the respect,
yeah,
of course.
They deserve a lot of respect. But it's okay to, like, you can give respect to people who have fought in wars without romanticizing the concept of war itself.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my animation class has given me a new respect for things like I Lost My Body, which
mm-hmm.
is like this beautiful 2D animated
mm-hmm.
Masterpiece. I think it's, I don't know if it's drawn frame by frame, but it looks like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's computer animated or not, but I don't think it is. I do think it's frame by frame. Mm-hmm. And it's so pretty. And it's got such an emotional, like, depth to it, mm-hmm. while still being about something so mundane. Because, again, with the concept of romanticization, this takes place in Paris, and it's a completely unromanticized Paris. Mm-hmm. It's dirty, it's grimy, there are rats. People are not nice and French and pretty, and there are no baguettes anywhere. No croissants, no baked mm-hmm. goods. It's just the story of this one guy and a disembodied hand. And so weird. Mm-hmm. So weird. Beautiful. And I wish it had won. Mm-hmm. If not, How to Train Your Dragon 3. I wish I Lost My Body had mm-hmm. won, because they're both films that fully deserve an over Toy Story 3. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's my triple degree life. Getting angry about the Oscars.
Understandable.
But yeah, I'm gonna intro my song of the week now. Mm-hmm. It's called Nightlife by Old Daisy. Mm-hmm. I don't think I played it on the show. I don't think I did. Did I? Have I?
You might have.
I might have. I'm not gonna play that. I'm gonna play Chit Chat by Beach Weather, which has a similar vibe. Alright, let's go.
Hello.
That was Chit Chat by Beach Weather. Mm-hmm. It's a good indie pop rock Pop Rocks?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
It's like, no, candy.
No, good indie pop sort of vibe. Good song. I did realize that I have played Nightlife by Old Daisy on the air before, so I should not do that now.
It's a good song, though.
Yes, I think I played it last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
But that is one of my favorite kind of genres of music, indie pop rock. I don't know. It makes you feel like you're in an indie movie. And
sorry, I'm making fun of Maggie. The way she is talking into the mic is very funny. She's fully reclined on her chair and talking up into it.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm a little bit delirious as well. I feel like after you've been talking for over an hour, your brain just sort of, it just kind of dies a little bit. But yeah, for a little bit of freeform chat time, something that I've been reflecting on a lot recently. And I feel like I've already talked to Annabelle a lot about this, so she's probably lost interest at this point.
No, never.
But I went to Quaker Meeting for the first time in a while yesterday, which was super nice. Friends meet at Cambridge. And it's just always a lovely environment, and I'm trying to get some friends together to bring a group sometime, because it's Quaker Meeting's very open and anybody can show up. So
sounds really, really cool.
Yeah. Shout out to Holly and Ian, the lovely couple that runs Friends Meeting at Cambridge. They were very nice to me. Holly showed me to where we were actually meeting after I sat outside of a random door for about 20 minutes and tried to like pull it open forcefully. She's very sweet. And yeah, they also have like artists in residence there.
That's super
cool. It's really cool. But yeah, it was an enjoyable time.
Sounds very neat. I feel like that's a good sort of environment to be in. So I would like to come. Yes. Sounds cool.
I would love to bring you.
Oh.
But yeah, what's your freeform chat about today, Annabelle?
My freeform chat? My singular freeform chat is about, I don't know. I think, what am I even thinking? I don't know. I'm very tired. I have a lot of papers due this week and next week. And I have some commissions that are due at the end of February. So I'm a little bit stressed out. I have a lot on my plate. But I can make it work. So
you definitely can.
Yes.
I believe in you.
Thank you. That's all that's really been on my mind. Oh, I have some complaints about Apple.
Yes.
My computer's broken and I haven't been able to bring it in to get fixed because it's kind of like a minor problem and I need my computer all the time. And they said that it would take 3 to 5 days to fix, and I don't have 3 to 5 days.
To just not do work?
To just not do work, yeah. And I don't want to use the computers in Tish, so instead I'm just working on a broken laptop, which is fine. Because it's not that broken. I just can't control the volume or the brightness from the touch bar. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Apple has let me down once again, as they always do.
It's okay. There will be a day in which your touch bar will hopefully work again.
Yeah. If it doesn't, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Because I guess it's just, it's hard because you have to use your laptop for work.
So I know.
You can't just take it in and have it be fixed.
Yeah. And it's kind of ridiculous because I also have, like, applications due for, because I want to get an internship this summer. So I need to apply to those, and I can't do that on the Tish computers. Because I need, like, a bunch of specified tabs that I've opened and, like, files that I have on my computer and just everything. I don't know how the Tish computers are organized. So, ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah. And then also, as somebody who's had to work on the Tish computers before I broke down and purchased like Photoshop and Adobe, like the Adobe suite, because I have to have it for SMFA work.
Yeah.
So before I broke down and purchased that insanely expensive series of applications.
Oh, God, yeah.
I was working on, like, Adobe in Tisch and in the digital design lab for a little while. But the issue is that they're all different types of computers. So the file formatting between computers changes entirely.
Oh, God.
And the number of times that I, like, moved a file onto a different computer in Tisch and it didn't have a font that I needed, or it was a slightly older version of the program, and it completely messed up the formatting of my document, and I had to go in and change every font. It was just...
That's horrific.
It was just... I was annoyed, to say the least.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I think Photoshop should just let us use their program for free.
Well, we did used to be able to, because it used to be with Enterprise, you could download it onto any number of computers, as long as people were associated with, like, affiliated with that organization.
Right.
But they Adobe recently changed their Enterprise laws. Not laws, regulations, so that you have, like, a finite number of computers that it can be downloaded on, and you need to pay more.
Oh.
So now the SMFA can't offer Adobe on everyone's computer for free. They can only offer the universal student discount.
That sucks.
Yeah, which does suck.
Yeah. We live in a society.
We do live in a society.
It's my favorite thing to say now. Mm-hmm. Every time I have a complaint, I'm like, we live in a society.
Because, you know what? We do live in a society. Yes. Shockingly.
Surprisingly. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we are probably going to leave early because we're a little bit hungry and a little bit tired and have a little bit of work to do. And so what we're going to do is play ourselves out with some good songs. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it'll be fine. let's see. I don't know if all of these things, if Rivendell has, no, they don't have the song I'm looking for.
How about a classic, Come On Eileen?
Come On Eileen?
Or Sweet Caroline?
Absolutely not. Do not like Sweet Caroline.
You don't like the white person's anthem, Sweet Caroline?
No, look, it's fine. Okay, you know what, we're gonna play ourselves out. We're gonna play one song on my... Or a few songs on my phone through a completely legal streaming service. And then we'll turn on automation and head on out. But I would like to play, let's see, let's play Chicken by Your Neighbors. Oh, my mom just sent a song request, I think. But it says Quanto, Quanto, Quanto. I'm not sure what that is. Let me look that up.
Quanto, Quanto, Quanto?
No. Quando.
Quando.
With an N. Let me search that up.
Because if it's possible to please Mama Need.
Oh, yes.
We shall. She is our queen. Shout out to Mama Need. I know you're out there. I know you're listening. If you weren't aware, I do call you Mama Need behind your back.
Maggie also likes the cat photos. I send them all to her.
I know.
I think that there is whatever song you... I don't know if that's a song. But it's not on Rivendell.
Mm-hmm.
Let me Google it on my legal
streaming service. Because if possible, to play Quando, Quando, Quando. Quanto? Or Quando.
Oh, here it is. I see it. Okay. Mm-hmm. By Engelbert Humperdinck. It's a great name. We're going to listen to that. Here we go.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, Quando, 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 you mean happiness to me. Moment more. Tell me, Quando, 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 say it's me that you adore. And then, darling, tell me when.
Hi, sorry, we're I'm trying to figure something out quite quickly with the system. All right, this is Take Me to Church by Hozier.
My lover's got humor, she's the giggle at a funeral, knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes, she tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen, amen, amen. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the shrine.
dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.